call this meeting to order. The requirements of the Open Publics Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board of Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First up on our agenda, we have the swearing in of our new members of council. Mr. Higgins, Mr. Jewell, Mr. Torres, and Mrs. Gleba would come to the center here. We are honored to have Senator Michael Dougherty here, who will perform the swearing-in ceremonies. Senator, it's all yours. Anybody who would like to take pictures during the swearing-in, please feel free to do so.
Everybody, please raise your right hand. I state your name.
Hi, Jimmy Gleason.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey. That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. And to the governments established in the United States. And in this state. Under the authority of the people. I do further solemnly swear. That I will faithfully. Impartially and justly. Perform all the duties of the office. State the office. According to the best of my ability. So help me God. Alright, congratulations.
Thank you.
May I have a roll call, please?
Here.
Torres.
Here.
Jewell.
Here.
McDonald.
Here.
Valentine.
Here.
Higgins.
Here.
Boyle. Here. Next up on our agenda, we have some proclamations. One gentleman is here. The other one will come later, so we will do a proclamation for former Councilman Cioni Nano. Okay, so the proclamation of the Borough of Washington. Whereas Victor Cioni has been a member of the Washington Borough Council since 2007, and whereas Victor Cioni has also served the Borough of Washington as Chairman of the Board of Adjustment, Website Committee, Finance Committee, and Parking Lot Committee, where he served with skill, dedication, and commitment above and beyond the reasonable expectations of the community, and whereas Victor Cioni will always be remembered by his colleagues for his willingness to help others, commitment to local government, and dedication to Washington Borough, and whereas the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Washington desire to express the appreciation of the entire community to Victor Cioni for his years of service to the Borough of Washington. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by Scott McDonald, Mayor of the Borough of Washington in the County of Warren, State of New Jersey, that the heartfelt appreciation of the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Washington and all its inhabitants are hereby expressed for the years of public service performed by Victor Cioni. Be it further proclaimed that this proclamation be duly embossed, signed by the mayor, publicly presented to Victor Cioni on January 4th, 2011, well, we've got a typo here, it says 2010, and forever recorded in the official records of the Borough of Washington as an everlasting tribute to Victor Cioni by an appreciative and thankful community. Presented this fourth day of January, 2011.
Thank you, ma'am.
Congratulations.
I just want to say thank you to everybody. Good luck to the new council members, and this is a record for me to be out of here at 7:35.
You said you could go.
Yeah. This is where I am allowed to walk away.
Thank you, Victor. We also have one for Mr. Housel. He will be attending a little bit later this evening.
Next up, we have the mayor's message, which I will read here, but first a little drink to wet my whistle. 2010 was another challenging year for Washington Borough. We accomplished much, but still have significant work to do in 2011. Thanks go to all our staff for these many accomplishments. We say farewell to Victor Cione and Terry Housel from council. These two gentlemen care deeply for our community, and their service will be missed. We welcome two new members to our council, Mr. Robert Torres and Mr. Justin Jewell. These gentlemen also care for the health and well-being of our town, and I welcome them to council. This year, we were able to complete the downtown streetscape project and finish the borough garage. Both of these projects had their own unique challenges, but construction is now finished. We anticipate some contract issues in finishing the garage paperwork, but are confident that they will be worked out. Our sewer billing has been brought in-house, as opposed to having an outside organization provide this service. Billing will be done quarterly now, where it was done monthly before. These changes will save the borough approximately $60,000. We moved our court to Mansfield Township. This makes sense because the police that serve our area will now all go to the same court. It also saves us from having to upgrade our facilities to comply with state standards. The anticipated savings for this coming year are about $55,000. We investigated the feasibility of closing our library and joining the Warren County Library System. The pros of joining the county library are that our citizens would have a few more services and longer operating hours. The cons were that people would have to travel farther, and it would be more expensive. It was suggested that this be a ballot question, but council decided against putting it on the ballot. We were pleased to receive $400,000 in transitional aid from the state of New Jersey. Accepting this money also caused us to sign a memorandum of understanding with the state of New Jersey. This agreement is not selling our soul, as some have suggested. It is just the means that the state wants to be involved in our decision-making to ensure that things are being done according to law. I have no fear of this agreement, as we now do everything according to law. Franklin Township has joined with our municipal alliance. This is a minimal cost saving for both communities, but a savings nonetheless. Both communities send to the same regional school district, so this also makes sense from a logistics standpoint. In looking ahead, this year we have to deal with a 2% tax levy cap. There are some exemptions, but we must find a way to cut about $650,000 from the budget to meet this cap. The people voted to keep garbage in our taxes, and this counts against the cap. The people also voted for a forensic audit to be done, and we are unsure how this will affect our cap numbers. We await guidance from the state on how to handle these issues. Some of the things we will be doing this year include finding ways to save energy, continue service sharing, finding ways to make the pool profitable, provide a less expensive means of garbage collection, continue lowering our debt without taking on any new debt, and reduce our reliance on tax anticipation notes. I look forward to making Washington Borough the wonderful community I know it can be. With your help, we can make it happen. And next we have on the agenda, a nomination for appointment of a deputy mayor.
Mr. Mayor, I nominate Councilman Patrick Boyle for deputy mayor.
I second that.
Is there any discussion? Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, may I have a roll call, please?
Hagan?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
Leyva?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Do you need to swear him in also? Do you need to swear him in as deputy mayor?
Thank you, David.
You're welcome, deputy mayor.
Thank you.
Welcome, deputy mayor.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Councilman, you apparently need to be sworn in as deputy mayor.
Okay.
Would you like Senator Doherty?
Senator Stillia?
Yes. We'll call upon you one more time, Senator, if you would. Not unless he makes you say it.
I state your name.
I, Patrick Boyle.
Do
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully, impartially, and justly.
That I will faithfully, impartially, and justly.
Perform all the duties of the office.
Perform all the duties of the deputy mayor.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you again, Senator. And congratulations, Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor.
Next up, we have our resolutions. We'll start off with Resolution 1, 2011, for the temporary budget.
I'll move Resolution 1, 2011.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, may I have a roll call, please?
Egan?
Yes.
Doyle?
Yes.
Labor?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Poole?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Okay, Resolution 2, 2011, temporary budget for the sewer utility.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on this one? Can I have a roll call on this one, please?
Doyle?
Yes.
Labor?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Poole?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Yes.
Resolution 3, 2011, establishing a cash management plan.
So moved.
Second.
Can we just do this on voice vote? Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution 4, 2011, interest rate on taxes.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on this one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None abstentions. Resolution 5, 2011, the sewer interest rates.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution 6, 2011. A resolution calling on the state legislature and the governor to exempt the reserve for uncollected taxes from the 2% cap.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed or abstentions? Next would be Resolution 7, 2011. A resolution authorizing 2011 professional services contract with Gebhard & Kiefer for municipal attorney services.
So moved.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'm sorry, I should have gone with the discussion first. Any discussion?
I have a question. The state has already approved this appointment, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I have a question.
No,
they have not. They approved having it placed on the agenda for a governing body's consideration.
I'm sorry.
This governing body is the only one that can appoint professional. They approved the process and the firm that this governing body still has to take action on.
And if we take action on it, is that the end of it? I mean, do we need any more approval from the state?
No.
Any other discussion?
How did they approve that? Did they send you a letter?
Yes.
And we had several conversations. They contacted me for all the information involved in the request for proposal process. They contacted my office. They had several questions on the procedures. And then they sent a letter saying all of our requests have been approved to be placed on.
Okay, we had this discussion at the last meeting in December about them making contact here.
Mm-hmm.
With us asking questions of both the manager and the mayor, they responded, correct?
Correct.
we didn't get any information as to what they asked for, what the response was, or what they sent back.
All the information they requested was the RFP. That was sent down in November. That's what they asked for, and that's what was sent. They had contacted us on the 30th at 5 o'clock to let us know that they've given us their okay to have this placed on the reorg agenda. At 5:30, the reorg agenda was completed and sent to council. The only correspondence I received from them is an email confirming their approval of our request.
And that goes for all of the appointments on the agenda?
That's correct, yes. Is there any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Me.
Any abstentions?
Aye.
Councilman Boyle and Councilwoman Gleba?
Mayor, can I just address council for a second?
Please.
I just want to discuss my appointment with you openly here. There has been some question among council members having to do with the reappointment of the attorney. And obviously that is a decision that council members make, and it's part of your role. The process has been a challenging one. There was an initial request for proposals. I guess our firm was the only responder. There was a second request for proposals because the thought of council was that it wasn't broad enough. And so apparently it was advertised more extensively. Thereafter, you know, I had some discussions in executive session with the council, and I won't go into those details. But I will tell you that at that time I offered to resign if it was going to be an issue. I have not had an opportunity to meet with any of the new councilmen. Those council people who, you know, chose, I know Mr. Boyle, of course, chose properly not to vote because of the fact that there was a conflict. He was advised with respect to a conflict. But those council people who did not actually, chose not to vote on this, I'm happy to meet with anybody personally as a group and to try to satisfy you as to any concerns. I'll also make this offer to you because I don't want to be in a place where I'm not wanted. My town, I represent 7 of them, and, you know, almost every town that I represent, it's a unanimous vote. It's just reappointed here in Clinton after 30 years there. Reappointed last night in Hampton. I'll be appointed in Lebanon Township tomorrow. So what I'd like to say to you is if you have issues, let's sit down and talk about it. And I will give you this offer also. If we can't work out the issues that we have had among any council member, I will agree to resign as of January 30th of this year. And you can go out and seek other counsel. That would be fine with me. Because like I say, I don't really, if there is a sense that it's time for a change, and that is up to counsel. And sometimes counsel decide that they have to move in a new direction. That's perfectly within your responsibilities. But like I say, I think we need to have an open discussion about it, either as an individual, and I'm happy to meet with anybody, or as a group. Let's talk about it. And like I say, we'll make this, I'll be happy to resign if that's the wish of council or any individual council members who feel that they haven't had enough information or they have some issues. I'm not sure what Dave's issue was tonight here. You know, we've served together for many years. But like I say, I don't want to be in a place where I'm not wanted. And I've enjoyed working for the borough. It's been a great experience for 25 years. It's been we've had our rough times here and so forth. But you've got a great manager, you've got a great clerk here, and if it's time to go, I'm willing to go on. But I don't want to have a situation where my appointment is the subject of controversy with the council. And I'd rather let you move on to another attorney if that's your wish. So what I would recommend is we have a meeting, let's get together, let's talk about it, and if there's any issues, we'll either, you know, I'll be happy to submit a resignation as of January 31st. Is that acceptable?
I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be. Thank you.
Great. Thanks.
Okay, moving on, we have Resolution 8-2011 for a municipal public defender of Winiger, Wilhelm, Glynn, and Romersma.
So moved.
Is there a second? Well, then I'll second it. Any discussion on this one?
Due to a conflict of interest, I will be abstaining.
You know what? Now that I think about it, Mr. Higgins, I would have to withdraw my second because I have done some business with them in the past, and it's probably recent enough that it would cause that conflict. I'd forgotten about that. So is there a second to the Resolution 8-2000?
I'll make the second.
Okay. Any other discussion on it? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I'll be abstaining.
I'll abstain.
Okay, next is Resolution 9-2011 for a municipal auditor.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on this one? Let's have a roll call on this one, please.
Boyle?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Leyva?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Poole?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes. Okay, Resolution 12-2010 for a redevelopment attorney, McManaman and Scotland.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on this one?
Yeah, question. Is this going to be funded in the budget? Is this line item going to be funded in the budget?
That's a council decision during the budget process. This is the same as in previous years where we appoint them should their services be needed and council chooses to budget the money, they can.
Richard, did we not use it, McManaman Scotland, last year?
I think we used them for only a few $100 for some issues with the parking lot and the proposed pocket park. But we didn't have any major issues that we used them for.
Excuse me, Rich.
Yes.
Being that I'm no one
Sorry.
For the other people here, I don't understand the process in this particular instance. Is this done by retainer? Was it?
In this instance, their proposal was an hourly fee, depending on what you needed.
As needed.
As needed, correct. In this instance, the CFO would certify funds should this in advance of the services being needed by this professional. Last year, we only used them for a few brief things. They were certified at the time, so it was only, I think it was only about $500 that was in last year's budget that was actually expended.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions? Resolution 13-2011, Public Meeting Act, establishing meetings for this year.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution 14-2011, Class 3 Member of Council for the Planning Board. Councilman Valentine has served in that position previously and is willing to do so again. I would submit his name.
Second.
Was there a motion?
I don't know. just want to try to speed it up.
Thank you.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution 15-2011, Business Improvement District Board Member. Councilman Higgins, you served in that position previously. Would you still like to be on that board?
Does anybody else want it?
I would submit that with Mr. Higgins' name.
So moved. Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? 16-2011, Statewide Insurance Fund, resolution appointing a fund commissioner.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
17-2011, authorizing the tax assessor and legal counsel of the Borough of Washington to file and prosecute any and all tax appeals before the Warren County Board of Taxation and Tax Court.
Was that 15 or 17?
17. It's number 15 on the agenda, but 17-2011. We had the motion and the second?
Yes.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution 18-2011, appointing a risk management consultant, should be Wayne Dietz of D&H Alternative Risk Solutions.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? 19-2011, authorizing 2011 professional services contract for bond attorney services.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that one?
I have a discussion. Just for a second. Is this, again, the same similar type situation?
That's correct. Okay. Traditionally, the only time we use bond counsel is when we do our annual bond sale, mm-hmm. or if there's any capital bonds that are taken out for borrowing.
And last year, how much did we spend on that?
About $4,000, I believe it was.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution 20-2011, appointing Tina Truman to the Board of Adjustment.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Resolution 21-2011, authorizing 2011 professional services contract with Hire Gruel and Associates for municipal planner services. Is there going to be a motion or does this die?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Well,
any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Any abstentions? Was that 4-2?
I believe again.
3-4-3.
It was all at the same time, I think.
You guys, Higgins and Blair voted no, correct?
I voted no.
Yeah.
So.
I voted yes.
So it's 4-3.
Justin, I'm sorry, Mr. Julie, your vote was?
I vote yes.
Yes, thank you. Should have done a roll call on that one. Resolution 22-2011, amending Resolution 218-2010, memorialize the establishment of recreation fees for 2011. Okay. We need dollar amounts. To put dollar amounts in this one. We need to have one.
We need to stick with the ordinance is what we're saying.
You need to be within the minimum and maximum of the ordinance. The dollar amount can be set by council as long as it's within the min and max.
So it's on the back page there.
The memorandum that I sent you outlines. I'm sorry, I didn't miss anything. The minimum and maximum and the four items that need to be adjusted or highlighted.
Right.
So the daily fee for borough resident would be 30?
No, that's what council adopted.
Council so it has to be at 45 then?
It has to be
a minimum of 45.
It has to fall within a min-max on the left side.
Then the four more days per season, the non-borough resident would be 225, because that would be the maximum we could have.
That's what you choose, correct?
Yeah. I just have one other question on the field usage we were talking about for the men's baseball with the installation and removal of the fence or the netting. Is that going to be worded anywhere in the ordinance?
You're permitted to charge special use fees.
Okay.
That's what that would be.
And do you have an idea?
We're getting prices for that now.
Does the lighting at the park numbers need to be adjusted?
Yes. The four highlighted items need to be adjusted to be within the minimum and maximum.
Okay. And what's the minimum and maximum for the borough resident numbers?
45 is the minimum.
55 for the maximum.
Okay, so you want to make that up to 45?
I think the ordinance really references borough, non-borough, correct?
It did.
The ordinance did reference it, not just minimum?
No, no, the ordinance references the minimum and maximum.
Right, but not borough, non.
We differentiate between non-borough and borough. I mean, theoretically, they could all be the same if you choose.
And what was the maximum for that?
60.
Okay, so the non-borough could stay at 60?
If you choose to, yes.
You're still talking about the daily fee?
No, the light in the park.
Yeah.
Light in the park.
No, it's between 45 and...
55.
They're looking at the daily fee for field usage.
Yes. All right, so let's go over this again. What we have is the daily fee for a borough resident, we need to change to 45, because that would be the minimum, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
Okay. For the four or more days per season, for the non-borough resident, we need to adjust that to 225, which is the current max.
Correct.
For the light in at the park, for a borough resident, we need to change that from 30 to 45, which would currently be the minimum. And for the non-borough, the 60 can stay?
No.
Can't be more than 55, so we adjust that to 55. We had a motion on that? Okay, if I could have a motion on this. Okay, is there a second? Right. Any other discussion on this?
Yeah, I'd like to make sure that we can reexamine this again, even though we memorialize it now, at a later time.
Anything like that can be reevaluated at any time. Now, maybe resolutions or an ordinance change if the adjustments go outside of it. All in favor? Let's do a roll call on this one, I'm sorry.
Valentine?
Yes.
Joel?
Yes.
Glaber?
Yes.
Coyle?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Resolution 23, 2011, appointing Penny Shaw to the Recreation Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on this? This would be for a term that expires December 31st, 2015. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution 24, 2011, appointing Kathy Halpin to the Shade Tree Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? This appointment would expire December 31st, 2014. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? 25, 2011, appointing Charles Post to the Board of Adjustment, term to end December 31st, 2014.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? 26, 2011, a resolution authorizing the Borough of Washington to maintain a petty cash fund in the amount of $300.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on that? Let's have a roll call on this one, please.
Glaber?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Joel?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Coyle?
Yes.
Resolution 27, 2011, appointing Dan Aaron to the Planning Board, term to expire December 31st, 2014.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that?
Yeah, I have a question. After this evening, are there still now any expired terms or still vacancies?
Yes, there are.
Yes, there are. How many?
You're one.
There was one other than me.
Yeah, I think there's two on the planning...
I mean, not just this committee, all committees.
Yeah, there's two on the planning board.
Three.
Three? Three on the planning board. Two on the planning board, three on the Board of Adjustment, and two or three more on recreation that need to be filled.
And people, give them your name, or you solicit people, or...
I have four or five applications for the Recreation Committee. I have none for Planning Board or Board of Adjustment.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
We have four or five applications. How come there's no names to fill those spots?
I've had other things to do in the past few weeks that have not allowed me to do so.
I Could I ask a question? Was there anybody that was on the Rec Commission that wasn't contacted? I knew the answer, so let me just put it to you bluntly. Why wasn't Rick reappointed?
I will not discuss that in open session.
Okay, was he even contacted?
We had played a little phone tag.
Okay, I'm just going to make this comment in public. The man has served for almost 13 years. I think he's willing to do it again, and we're going to start out this year again bashing our volunteers. I think that is a travesty. A complete travesty.
Okay.
And I think it's politics.
Do you have, is that one done? Dana? Okay. All in favor on Resolution 27, 2011?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Reappointments to council subcommittees. Appointment of a recreation liaison.
Before, I wasn't sure if we had to make a motion or whatever. Can we have some discussion first?
Sure.
I just wanted to say just a couple of things, because some council members might have noticed there isn't a grant committee, so I wanted to discuss to that. I spoke with Rich, and I've reached out to the committee members of the grant committee, but at this point, I feel that there is not a need to have a grant committee anymore. I just feel it's slowing down the process, it's creating more red tape, and I felt we didn't really have much involvement. I felt that it was actually, other than myself and, you know, a couple of the committee members and Rich, no one else was really actively searching for grants, and really it should be something that still falls on the commissions and departments and committees looking for the grants and then bringing them to the committee, and that wasn't happening. It wasn't our responsibility to now be finding all of the grants. Of course, that was one element of it, but I feel, and I'm, as a result of not having the committee anymore, I strongly encourage all council members, you know, committees, departments, commissions, even citizens, you know, if they're aware of a grant, to bring it to the manager's attention. Some of the changes that we did make will still be in place. But the other main reason for eliminating the committee also is because of the results of receiving the transitional aid. You know, we now need to seek state approval to, you know, apply for grants. So, again, that's just creating more cumbersome things to the process, and that's not helping us at this point. So that's why we're not going to have the grant committee. Doesn't mean that I'm not going to still look, or if Rich needed help with filling out a grant, you know, I would still be there. So that's why there's not a grant committee. I just feel, I feel that there is not a need for quite a few of the committees. So before I mention the ones that I don't think we have a need for anymore, I do want to, you know, formally thank the members that were on the committee that did help this year, and that was, you know, Victor Cioni, Councilman Valentine, Andrew Turner, and Lauren Ferguson. They were all on the committee, and we all worked very well together, and we did apply for a few grants, most of which we did not receive, and there are still some out there lingering, so hopefully we'll receive them. So I did want to, you know, thank them for all of their effort and, you know, volunteering to help the community. Then stepping forward, before we start making all the appointments, I don't think that we really have a need for a website committee per se. I think we kind of just need one contact person on council. I don't think we have a need for a park committee anymore, or a finance committee for that matter, as far as, you know, how much was done. I mean, the finance committee did a great job with the questions that was posted on the website. I did the budget summary. I wasn't even on the finance committee. I just think things like that that may come up in the year, we can still accomplish. We don't need a whole committee to get them done, and then every meeting wait for a report or have citizens thinking that these committees aren't doing anything. I just feel all these committees are just, we're just getting bogged down in committees.
That's just my
opinion. At this point, there's definitely not a grant committee. If everyone else still wants to have these other committees, that's fine.
Hold on just a second. Would you like to make a motion to abolish those committees?
Okay, I would like to make a motion to abolish those committees. If there's other ones that,
that
council feels...
the park committee?
Finance committee and website committee.
Ginny, I just have a question for you. As far as the grant committee goes, do we have a primary grant writer who wrote grants for us, or do you guys work as a team to produce that?
Mainly it was the manager who you know.
Who wrote the grant?
Yeah. Now, there are certain little ones, say, like the Walmart grant and...
Pepsi?
We didn't do the Pepsi grant. The Walmart grant, I did myself. Warren Ferguson basically wrote the letter for one of for the William Penn grant, but myself, the manager, and our engineer, we did the American River grant. Most of the grants the manager did. There were a couple of grants that Victor Cioni did, like the graffiti grant, on his own. There were some grants that we did on our own. And then, you know, the committee together would approve the grants. I mean, going forward, council needs to approve any grant that is going to cost any money or require a match. We are not anyone that's bringing a grant to the attention of the manager. If it has any dollars associated with that, we need to raise in taxation.
And I would like to serve, because maybe some of the departments within the town, whether it's the road department, fire department, possibly the squad.
Well, this year, none of those departments, to my knowledge, applied for any grants. If they did, they were supposed to go through our committee. At this point, the only change is they're going through the manager.
Right.
We still have a process in place, and they still need to go through the manager.
Right.
No department, committee, or commission
can go off on their own and do
a grant.
First, right. Okay.
That is changing. And
if I may, we have a motion on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Mr. Torres, you have...
Yeah, I want to further the discussion because Janine brought up very good points, and being that this is a reorganizational meeting, I really suggest we delay all the appointments for these subcommittees, reorganize completely all the committees. I suggest eliminating a lot of the same committees and renaming and re-devoting different type of committees. For example, there should be a management committee or administrator committee that kind of oversees, and does that type of work in terms of the day-to-day operations, which... You know, someone that Rich could go to, you know, it also acts as a liaison.
I don't believe we can be involved in the day-to-day. Is that correct, Mr. Cushing?
That's correct.
But we can oversee.
You act as a group.
Exactly.
And you have the right...
But it can be a committee function as well.
Yeah, you could certainly recommend to the group. But the committee could come up with a recommendation to the group. But, I mean, it's ultimately the council's role is a policy-making role.
Absolutely.
The manager's role is an administrative role. That's the manager for the government.
Right, but it's also our function to oversee and to recommend to Rich how to manage.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I feel that, in terms of accountability, and that's one of the reasons, that I believe that I got elected, this would help, further that along the way, as well as a revenue generation committee, which would... I envision a committee that would be involved in the grants, okay, but also involved in any user fee collections, taxes, just an oversight, again, an overseeing and suggesting ways to promote revenue generation, like if there's fundraising activities, things of this nature, okay? Reorganization in terms of public works, which include, consolidation in that respect, in terms of that particular committee. Examined some of these things, and I thought that, it's good to have separate roads, separate parks, but it can be condensed and consolidated into one committee. Also, there should be some sort of committee for pro events.
There is the bid.
Which would work in concert with the bid. So maybe retitling, renaming, but being that this is a reorganizational meeting, maybe we can discuss a lot of this in executive session. I don't know. But anyway, that's pretty much my proposal. I think that we really need to re-examine. I also think that, again, in line with what Janine said, a lot of the committees have trouble with specific meeting times and meeting days, and losing volunteers and getting volunteers. It might be a good idea to suggest to have two council people per committee, and then any volunteers, okay, with a minimum at least two volunteers, or two citizens. So this way it would hopefully, allow more citizen participation in the ones, in the areas like, for example, there might be 10 people that want to volunteer, say, for the Recreation Committee. Well, that's fine. If they do, that's great.
That's part of the reason why I got rid of the Recreation Committee.
We're not going to say no.
We don't have a lot of volunteers.
Well, in certain ways we do. And then, you know, again, we can sort of, you know, have a shared service committee, a lot of the same committees that we do have now. But I do believe that we should definitely reexamine the whole situation, the whole way, you know, we have our committees set up. Because I don't think it functions very well. I mean, we need to have a little more oversight, and our committees are one way that we could do that. So, yeah, if we can, my motion would be now to delay any of these appointments.
Can I interrupt you before you make a motion?
Okay.
Well, my motion's still on the floor, but...
Yes, it is. Okay.
Your motion is to do away with that. But what you're saying is, has some merit to it. What I would suggest is that you present that to the council at a council meeting with all the background information that you're talking about. You
okay.
know what I mean?
Yeah, I was going to go along the same
sure.
lines.
And then bring
it something in an outline
and more. Discuss it as
yeah.
a whole. Your
okay.
ideas.
Yeah.
What I'd like to add to that is maybe you should actually reach out to people and find out what people are interested in being involved in these committees and then bring it to council rather than creating these and then going and looking for someone. See what I'm saying?
Well, if you gave a background to the council of what it is that is trying to
well,
accomplish.
There's certain functions, yeah, that we
yeah.
want to definitely
then we
examine
whether or not we want to go with the committee.
Right.
And I think currently there already is about at least two council members on these committees. There are three, so we are all involved in a few committees.
But all the committees? There's two people on the website committee?
Yeah, there were three.
There was
Mayor McDonald, myself,
okay.
and Victor
Cioni.
Just a question.
Yeah, I was concerned about the, but we should take care of your issue first, right, before you
say this.
Can we get back to Janine's point?
Sure.
Is there a second?
Yes, there was a second. All in favor of abolishing the website, park, and finance committee? All in favor? Aye.
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 Aye. Are there any opposed? Any abstentions?
All right. Now, who's going to be responsible for the website?
That would be the next thing. When we talk about who's going to be the liaison, we need a website liaison or whatever you want to call it, who would work with the manager. But most of the website updates, you know, Rich and Christine do, you know, already do. And, of course, it was Victor in the past who did it.
Yeah.
Being on the website committee, I never had any contact with Morris. I mean,
right.
So...
Neither did I.
So it's like it's still... Rich is still probably going to be doing the majority of
yeah.
He's the one that has the information.
I would think that 99% of what goes up is already documentation, such as Word documents, Excel formats, spreadsheets.
The agenda, the minutes, you know, those things
of
are
that
already.
Nature.
There were a couple of issues maybe back in the summer. There was something posted that, unbeknownst to the sitting council, I know we had discussions on that. So there ought to be some oversight on what gets published is one of the concerns we had in 2010.
Yeah, I was just wondering if there's any citizens that have any input into what should be on the website that's not on there now.
Well, we did a survey last year,
mm-hmm.
and we got a lot of that information, and the whole website has been revamped in the last year and a half, so we've already...
Mm-hmm.
That has already been addressed, but that's the website is an ongoing living creature.
Sure.
Anytime anyone has any changes or sees something missing or sees a mistake, you know, they need to contact whoever the person is or the manager. So,
okay. Well, would anyone like to be the website liaison?
This is the point of order. We're going to reevaluate the committees, what Councilman Torres had suggested.
Yeah.
Maybe define these committees, because are they ad hoc? Are they special committees? You know, my opinion, we're not using the committees as they were intended to be, and I'll go back to the sewer camera. You know, I mean, I thought that would have been through a sewer committee before it was presented to council that we passed last meeting. So if we redefine these committees and how they're going to be utilized, I think that's our first step,
yeah,
and I can agree with Councilman Torres.
So we'd like to wait on any subcommittees or liaison appointments. Is that the general consensus?
Wait.
I would support that.
Could we have a time frame on that? Because then we could wait until God knows when.
So, Mr. Torres, you could have a little outline of your proposal?
I'll have it by next meeting.
For next meeting?
Good.
Okay, so we can discuss it then.
If I could, Mr. Mayor.
Sure.
I think that we should keep up with the Shared Services Committee, the current one right now, because of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the sewer.
Well, that's not
based on what's going on.
That's great. Do we have vacancies on those?
Well, it would be a matter of changing if someone wanted to do a different thing and then going on that.
Well, what I was going to suggest is that we keep the committees as is until such time as we reorganize them.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
So then we're not going to eliminate these three?
Yeah, those three have been eliminated, but we will reorganize. You know, we'll take a look at that, Mr. Torres' suggestions. Obviously, the sooner he gets it to us, the more we can debate with him individually or amongst ourselves individually as to pros and cons and refine it a little bit before the next meeting. And we'll go on from there.
Okay.
At this point, I think we've kept Mr. Housel waiting long enough. We'll do the proclamation for him.
Mr. Housel, if you would come forward.
We already did this.
Okay.
All right.
This is a proclamation of the Borough of Washington, whereas Charles Terry Housel has been a member of Washington Borough Council since 1993, and whereas Charles Terry Housel has also served as mayor of the Borough of Washington from January of 1996 through December of 1997, deputy mayor in 2010, served on the DPW Garage Committee, Sewer Committee, and Senior Services Committee with skill, dedication, and commitment above and beyond the reasonable expectations of the community. And whereas Charles Terry Housel will always be remembered by his colleagues for his sense of humor, willingness to help others, commitment to local government, and dedication to Washington Borough. Should have put something in about your motive dress at times. Whereas the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Washington desire to express the appreciation of the entire community Charles Terry Housel for his 17 years of service to the Borough of Washington. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by Scott McDonald, Mayor of the Borough of Washington, in the County of Warren, State of New Jersey, that the heartfelt appreciation of the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Washington and all its inhabitants are hereby expressed for the years of public service performed by Charles Terry Housel. Be it further proclaimed that this proclamation be duly embossed, signed by the mayor, publicly presented to Charles Terry Housel on January 4th, 2011, and forever recorded in the official records of the Borough of Washington as an everlasting tribute to Charles Terry Housel by an appreciative and thankful community. Presented on this fourth day of January, 2011.
Thank you.
Rest a minute to go back to the committees.
Sure.
Just to inform the new deputy mayor that he is the chair of the Senior Services Committee by statute.
I will enjoy that committee.
Okay. Executive session minutes. Do we have those?
Yep.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, point of order. Do we have a public hearing at all part of this session?
No, we do not normally have an audience portion during the reorganization meeting.
May I have your
you should grant him that right.
Okay, if you give me a moment, we'll take care of
it. Requires actually a public portion, so please open the...
Okay, let me get through this, Mr. DeLalba, and we'll take care of that for you. The executive session minutes.
Make a motion to approve the executive session minutes as presented.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? At this point, I will open the audience portion for testimony from guests that is not part of the agenda. Name and address for the record, please.
Robert DeLalba, 86 West Stewart Street, Washington, New Jersey. There are two items I just really want to bring. First of all, Happy New Year, Council, and
Happy
welcome
New Year
to the new members,
you,
and look forward to working together this year. there are two issues I wanted to bring up. One was if perhaps one of the fiscally responsible council members, whether past or new, would reintroduce the resolution that was passed last time, Resolution 217-210, authorizing the wastewater engineer to move forward with geographic information system mapping of the borough sanitation storm sewer and collection system. I think that basically it would be fiscally responsible for you at this point, especially after asked to your professional, the borough manager, whether this be a want or a need. It's described as a want, that you would reconsider this for some savings to the borough that could be applied to probably other things that maybe the citizens are really looking forward to, such as our 86% vote of the forensic audit, or some sort of adjustment with the 91% and the separation of our garbage collection. So this may be fiscally responsible to really re-examine that, so I implore one of the council members to reintroduce that resolution for another vote. And the second item, if I may...
If I can cut you off...
Please.
Go ahead, right ahead. Has any work been done on that as of yet?
He was given a notice to proceed after council made the award, so I would say yes. I don't know off the top of my head what percentage.
Okay, so just so you're aware, there may have been some effort expended on that part already.
Right, minor. Okay. You know, how much can you do in about over the holidays? But I think it still would be fiscally responsible, especially given our state that we're in. The second thing I'd like to bring before council, if one of you council members would actually make a motion to go out for bid for the forensic audit. Based on what Mr. Fallon had proposed the last time, which was adequate enough to get us bid, nine of them, I believe, was nine of them or seven of them?
Nine or ten, I think, in total, but I believe four of them doubled up, so I think it was actually seven.
Seven, okay. So I think his proposal was adequate enough to get us seven bids to go out to bid, especially that several of those were well below the initial allotted $100,000 that was council had voted on. So those are two items I think that are very, very much important.
With regards to your second item, just so you're aware, I corresponded with council after the ballot question and everything, and I've already, the manager, I've already requested that be put on the agenda.
Excellent.
So it will be happening very soon in the new year.
I think that's a good fiscal decision.
And also, so you're aware, Mr. Delaba, we've been trying to get an answer from the state as to, you know, since we have the memorandum of understanding, as to any guidelines that they may put forward on us to make that happen. Obviously, they would have to approve the contracts and all that sort of stuff, but we'd like them to be involved from the start as opposed to coming in at the 11th hour.
Right.
And as of yet, we've heard no response from them.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's like... how would you say, waiting to hear from the rich uncle sometime, that it may be prudent at this point to just proceed with the bid as it existed before and then seek the state's approval upon that instead of having them invent the wheel for you. I think just one moment, you had such a strong turnout on this vote. I mean, it's clear. I mean, so to fight this anymore, to delay it anymore, to put it on somebody else responsible anymore, I think we need to bone up, take responsibility. The citizens asked for it. I think we just need to proceed, go to bid, present it to the state. The state's aware of the citizens' vote. I mean, they've been made aware by the Citizens Action Group. So they are aware it's coming. But we also were told, and correct me, Mr. Fallon, if this is wrong, if the citizens clearly speak that it did not necessarily fit into that 2.5% cap, or that the state would look favorable on that. Is that what you did say?
What I said is I wasn't sure if it would fit into the 2% cap. The 2% levy cap does have specific exemptions from it. It also does say that by voter approval you can exceed that 2%. In 2010 the law wasn't in effect. In 2011 the law went into effect. The state has yet to release the state selected dates for referendum questions or initiative questions to be placed on the ballot in order to exceed that 2%.
Okay, so once again, we're on the cutting edge.
And one of the things also with the bid process is, you know, we don't want to go out to bid and then have the state say, no, that's not the way you're supposed to bid it, and then have to do it all over again. you know, there is a cost associated with that. This is why we want them involved from jump start. It's not that we're trying to delay the process.
And nothing could be done in 2010 anyway.
No,
we just want it done right the first time. And that's, you know, maybe that causes us to proceed a little more slowly than you may care for.
Let me ask a question. Does the state define the bidding process to begin with?
Yes.
Okay, so we have guidelines to work with. Because they may not have their guidelines totally intact, like you were saying. It's just coming out right now, the cutting edge. So, you know what, it's still prudent to proceed, I think, at this point.
We could put together the specs and send them down to the state to, you know, to see if
they're
okay with everything.
The specs that made approval be last time certainly seem like would be specs that would make approval again, unless they change it so dramatically. Plus, it being a bonding, I mean, binding referendum, I think we've got some legal responsibilities, but you can speak better to that.
If I might, at our last meeting, we talked about this, and we were going to have, you were supposed to contact some of the firms, three of the firms, to exactly explain to us what is entailed their referendum cost.
Correct. One of them has offered that, but we were planning on placing on the January 18th meeting for discussion. As Councilwoman Gleba said, she was going to put that item on the January 18th agenda for discussion.
Okay.
At that meeting, council will dictate to me what they want. I've already spoke with the firm, said I'd be more than willing to come in here and discuss it. Now, that has nothing to do with the creation of the spec itself, or nothing to do with my recommendation, which was to create, for lack of a phrase, and I know you may not like this, a forensic audit committee. And what I mean by that is, after our big committee discussion, since this was not, for lack of a phrase, since this was presented to the governing body, I think the people who presented it should define what they're looking for.
Or
at least provide input to the governing body.
To have people participate.
Mm-hmm. My definition of a forensic audit, as was presented last time, may not be the will of the Concerned Citizens Group.
I'm going to make a motion right now that we have this firm that's willing to come in and discuss
at the 18th meeting.
Before the 18th
meeting.
If they're available, I'll have them come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for those folks...
Could you let us know if they're available before the agenda is put up? I mean,
I'll call them tomorrow, and if they're available, I'll let everyone know.
Yeah, for the folks that weren't on the council or heard about that last time, the way it went finally after allotting $100,000, voting to go out to bid, voting to bring back the bids and examine them, the motion was made from the floor to actually take in the three lowest bidders and look and have them explain to us what they were going to do. It wasn't for a vote of approval or not, it was to have the three lowest bidders come in and explain it. And that's when council decided to eliminate this whole idea to begin at that point. So we're kind of like going back to where we left off. So I appreciate that. Thank you. And also that other issue being very, very important, I believe.
And could the attorney, were they binding that ballot question? Was it binding?
Yes. I mean, I think the answer is some people say yes, some people say no.
It was clearly
binding because we had that from the state saying that the way this was written, it was a binding referendum properly done and carried out and authorized. But
the bottom line is
council,
that
yes.
People voted.
86%.
People voted for it. You know, I mean, I don't even think you need to debate the issue because people voted for it. That was the direction of the council.
Right.
And so I think you got to proceed ahead. And if the state says no, the state says no. But I mean, I think that was the direct, clear direction of the voters. And you need to proceed.
There was discussion of binding, non-binding. I was wondering what your opinion was.
To be honest with you, we looked at it back and forth, and we're not sure.
Okay. That's the answer.
As a practical matter, people voted.
Rich
and I had a discussion. We talked about it. And the conclusion was, hey,
yeah, at least
the will of the people. That's
at least your local representatives are saying, okay, we heard you loud and clear. We're proceeding.
Absolutely.
Right. Hold on. I got a question. So Dick, legally then, it should be clear cut. It should either be binding or non-binding. Which is it? Is there a question? I don't understand
that. Well, the language of the thing is such that you could parse the words either way. And the only solution, ultimately, on this thing, Bob, would be some superior court judge making a determination. But that would be silly.
Okay, so in your capable opinion, as years of experience as a municipal attorney, is it binding or not?
My view
is, before it goes to court.
My view is you should proceed ahead and follow the will of the voters. That's So I think
so you're saying it's binding.
No, I'm saying I think that's a smart thing to do.
We should view it as binding.
Very carefully. Right. Okay. But the answer is, look, the voters voted that way. Why would anybody battle over that issue?
Yeah. Thank you.
Go ahead, do it.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak? Hearing none, I'd accept the motion to close the audience portion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Vouchers.
Make a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of the vouchers?
Is this a different format, Rich? Something's missing here.
No, it's a different format. It's the same as reorg last year. What you need to remember is we shut down the purchasing system, the finance system, rather, at the end of the year, and it takes several days to roll everything over with the new 2011 account, or the current year, I should say, account numbers. So once a year, it looks like this on the spreadsheet, everything else is normal.
Any other discussion on the vouchers?
Well, yeah, you know, an $83 bill at the park from November to December.
What page?
What actually happened?
I'm sorry, what page are you on so I know?
Water.
Okay. Vouchers and claims, let's see, it would be the back page, I guess. Second page.
Utilities on the New Jersey American Water?
Yeah, second page.
The water bill.
I thought the
pump
was shut down.
It was shut down in the middle of November. That was it was shut down on November.
So you're telling me that for 4 days you had an $83 bill?
November 15th.
It was
November 15th
that was shut down. This bill goes from the 5th of November to the 12th, the 9th of December. So for 10 days we got an $83 bill.
We still pay meter charges.
The meter only runs when the water goes through it.
No, that's incorrect. We do pay a fee to have meters installed.
Not at the park.
Yes, we do. I see it on the bills. We've always paid a fee for having meters.
Okay, so let me ask you a question here then. The municipal building, that's for a meter? 9021?
The meter and water usage, yeah.
Meter and water usage.
The bill
I would like to see that bill, please.
Sure.
That says meter and water usage.
Yeah. Anything else, Mr. Higgins?
No, I didn't see anything on there for the fire department. Somebody called me if I was wrong.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, may I have a roll call, please?
Higgins?
Yes, but if there is anything that I missed on there with the fire department, I abstain.
Leva?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes, fire department business, I abstain.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Foyle?
Yes. Okay. Council comments. I know it's not on the agenda. We'll let
Mayor, I would like to reintroduce the Resolution 217-2010 for discussion. Although I was not able to discuss that being council-elect at the time, I did have a few concerns. The main concern being it did not go through the sewer committee. Second concern is being as quote-unquote...
If I may, Mr. Jewell, perhaps you would like to put that up as an agenda item for the next meeting?
I think that would be a good possibility.
That way we can have documentation in front of us.
Can we have discussion on that, though, real quick?
I'm not saying you can't have discussion on it. I'm just thinking it might be more appropriate to have it.
I agree with you. When we could do that.
Everything's in front of us.
If that was on the losing side and we brought it up, can we talk about it? We can?
Yeah.
Why wait? Because if we wait, there's going to be more work that's going to be continued.
Well, maybe, Dave, what you could say is you could
ask the manager... Can we put a stop hold on the work?
Yeah, you can direct the manager to ask the engineer to hold off until the 17th.
Would that be a problem, Mr. Chiofano?
Okay. Whatever council chooses.
What are you proposing? That it go to the sewer committee for decision?
I think we ought to revisit that because there's a couple things in here, especially the price tag. I mean, it's $14,620. That's a little bit of change there. So we ought to look into that. We want to be more fiscally responsible. And if it's a necessity, being quote-unquote a want or a need, and it was a want, I think we need to look at that again with the new council people.
Well, would you like to make the motion to put it on hold?
Yes, I would like to put it on hold.
Okay, so is there a second?
Until next meeting. And the work needs to
be
on
hold. I'll second
that. Next meeting as well.
Okay. Is there any other discussion on it? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Any abstentions?
Abstain.
So we put the hold on it. Anything else, Mr. Jewell?
That's it.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Higgins?
Yes, I know conspicuously absent from the reappointments was the engineer.
The state has asked for a little more information before they approve that. We have sent down all the bids, the RFPs, that we have sent down to them for their perusal.
Okay, so since this is 2011, because the work was granted last year, they could continue working on it, correct? So there wouldn't be an automatic stop.
Well, in this instance, council's already dictated that the work stopped. So even if it was appointed in 2010, it's irrelevant. Council dictated they stopped, so they stopped. He can't proceed with any work in 2011.
Okay.
So any new work then.
So are they our engineers until?
No. Their appointment's done. We don't have a municipal engineer.
Or a sewer engineer.
Or a wastewater engineer until this body appoints.
All right, so how does that affect the work that they're doing that was in progress, like the dam project?
Nothing. That was last year. I mean, if any new work comes in, they just can't follow up anything that's existing and submitted. You know, they just stop. In essence, they stop as our municipal engineer and or wastewater engineer until the appointment is made.
When did we find this out?
Well, this is what they called me on Friday at 5 o'clock. That's why we pulled it off the agenda.
Rich, are there anything else that, any other positions that we're holding on?
Just those two.
It's conspicuously missing.
That's right from the director. I spoke with him directly. He has to hold them until he gets additional information. I spoke with him at 5 o'clock last Thursday.
Okay, so explain to me, they had projects going on from 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Now that it's 2011, those projects stop.
Correct.
They can't do any work on those.
Well, theoretically, they can. I mean, theoretically, they can do work, but they, unfortunately, they do so at their own risk for payment.
But if we agreed to give them a not-to-exceed contract in 2010, they can't continue that work until that contract is, I mean, until that money has expired?
No, not at all. The amount of money versus what they spent is two separate issues. Professional service appointments for 12 months.
So they can still bill us, though?
They can bill all they want to, but unfortunately, right now, they're not going to get paid for it until they're reappointed.
I understand what you're saying, but what I'm talking about is the work that they completed right up until
anything,
the end of the year.
Anything until December 31st they can bill for and entitled to get paid for.
Okay. When those bills come in, we should take a look at those. Again, you know, the Recreation Planning Board, the Board of Adjustment, all that stuff with the appointments. I would just like to advise the mayor that those appointments are on the advice and council, consent of the council, the entire council.
I understand.
I'm done. Thank you.
Councilman Boyle.
Thank you, Mayor.
Deputy Mayor, excuse me.
Get the formalities. I'm trying to catch up, Rich, on the Hackettstown fire official thing you're talking about. It's all about safety. I concur with Councilwoman Gleva on her correspondence, but this is about a safety issue so we can get to these inspections in a timely manner. I would have to support that on that aspect. Have you had any other correspondence for the snow removal from property owners?
In fact, I was on the phone today with Norfolk Southern Railroad regarding the property that they own. They're, at this time, they're unwilling to give us their approval. They are, however, willing to enter into an agreement with the property owner in question and the borough, meaning they're not willing to agree to what our ordinance says. I said, okay, if you're not willing to agree to what our ordinance says, you need to provide me an alternative for council's consideration to make sure it meets the intent of the ordinance. Because the ordinance says you need to consent.
Right, yeah.
They didn't like the consent form that was sent over, so I said, provide me an alternative for council's consideration. And I have not received any written consent from any of the property owners.
Well, what are they implying? I mean, this
I don't
isn't
know.
Anything that would, I mean, hold them, you know, let's go on a property.
You can't make a private property owner give us permission to come on their property.
No, at that part
I
understand.
So, I mean,
but we've been doing it anyway.
I don't think they knew.
What do you think there?
Richard?
I agree with what you just said.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they knew that we were even on their property doing this for those residents.
Do you know off the top of your head the name of those streets that affects the railroad that's going to affect
well,
the residents?
Well, the only one that it affects is the unpaved road behind Jackson. Lord Jackson Avenue, not Cattell Court, the unpaved road behind Jackson Avenue. Cattell Court does not want us to plow his roads. He does not want us to give his consent, as well as the other property owners. No, in fact, none of the property owners have given us consent.
So during the last snowstorm, they were untouched?
By us, they were untouched.
That's all I have, Mayor. Thank you.
Councilman Ballantyne?
One of the suggestions that was made by Tom Ferry, who had actually coming in and talking with the council and new council members about doing like a 101 on finance. Mm-hmm. Can we set that up, actually get a date for that at some, you know, somebody do it soon? And how would we go about doing that?
If that's something that council wants, I can give Tom the updated borough council meeting schedule and okay. find out what is convenient for him. I know he'll be in here very shortly working on our annual statements that we have to send out to the state. So he'll be here spending some time anyway. Mm-hmm. So if it can be scheduled on a week that we have a meeting, right. he can be here anyway. So I'll reach out.
Yeah, I'd like to see that happen as soon as possible.
I believe he also volunteered to do it on a Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, it, a couple
he,
hours.
Yeah, he did that as well.
And can we also make that open to the public, too, if anybody from the public wants to come to that?
Well, any meeting the governing body has will be public. There doesn't necessarily have to be a, quote, public portion.
Right.
But any meeting of the governing body is open to the public.
If we put that, like, post it on the website or something so people are aware of it.
As soon as it's set.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything else, sir?
That's it. Thank you.
Mr. Torres.
I just have a question for Mr. Mellon about our recent snow and how we're doing with that in terms of the projected rest of the year budget for snow and how they did, how they managed it, what's going on with that.
In 2009, council gave the approval just to seek approval from the state to create what's called a dedication by rider. It's a trust account. In this instance, it's a trust account dedicated to snow. If we have money in that snow account, as an example, say we have $45,000, and we only use $40,000 this year, there's already $5,000 in it next year. So all that money in there rolls over from year to year. Last I checked, I believe there's about $50,000 in there, and we're just getting the final cost from the snow removal now, so I'll have a better answer in about a week. Additionally, request from the state, since a state of emergency was declared, we may be eligible for partial reimbursement of our expenses from the state. So we're getting all that information together and sending it down to the state as well.
Mm-hmm. Great, thanks.
If I took a guess, I'd say it probably cost about $5,000. That's what it, on an average 8 to 12 inch storm, it usually costs around $5,000. Manpower, salt, ice control, stuff of that nature.
So, based on your opinion, you think we're ahead of the game then, right now?
Well, we still have money in our snow trust account. Absolutely.
That's my question.
Yeah,
we still have
money in the snow trust account, so there's money to continue plowing.
Yeah, well, okay. There's some snow again this weekend.
Nothing for a change.
Mayor, I have. One more thing, I forgot. Did you contact the freeholder about coming in and talking to us about county roads and the open space and all that stuff?
I sent them an email the other day. It was Gardner. It was the Washington Borough.
Okay.
That's who I contacted. The governing body requested, you know, to speak about the county tax, how it is speaking for the borough. I haven't heard back yet.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry.
And I would just like to welcome Mr. Torres and Mr. Jewell to the council.
Thank you.
And look forward to working with you. We will see you in many meetings and have much to do together. Mrs. Detlef, you have a question?
I have a question regarding the sewer bill. How is it going to get our sewer bill?
It will come in the tax notices, is that correct?
They're in the process of gathering the tax bills and printing them now. They get mailed out with the quarterly stubs and very soon. Well, it gets mailed with your tax bills. You don't pay it in the same time. It'll get mailed with the tax bill, so we save on postage. And
I'm not expecting to get a tax bill until the third quarter.
I mean, all residents will get sewer notices well in advance of both sewer bills when they're due and their tax bills when they're due.
Okay.
Well in advance. During the process of printing them as we speak.
Since I paid up until December 31, 2010,
and I don't see anything in the mail for 2 quarters, does that mean that we're behind the eight ball or back? No, they're right on track with mailing them out. They usually mail them in the second week of January is when they're starting to mail them out. They're printing them as we speak. Residents, when they receive their quarterly tax bills, will receive it in advance of the due date.
Mr. Delella.
I'm going to tell, maybe you know, or maybe you don't. Do you know why on some of the tax rolls, when we do our searches, the ratio and the millage rate is not showing up for the taxes?
That I don't know. I'd have to check with my tax collector and tax assessor. I actually don't have access to those records. Intentionally, I don't want access to the tax records.
Well, I'm just going to make you aware that's what's happening on a lot of records.
Anything else for us, gentlemen? Ladies? Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?